Hear my voice. Hear my voice, echo the elders when they tell us the earth is sacred. Every pine needle, every grain of sand. I know the sap that courses through the trees, like I know the blood that flows in my veins. The flowers are sisters, the rivers are brothers, the air gives us breath. So how can a man own the land when he is not the weaver but merely a strand in this web of life? Understand then what we do to this web, we do to ourselves. So what will happen when the last tree is logged, the bees are all gone, and the last salmon caught? Then we will see that we can't eat money. It's the end of living, beginning of survival. So listen to these words uttered by Chief Seattle, and don't curse darkness, instead light candles. So how did this happen? Drilling, fracking, can't drink the water that comes out the tapping, can't breathe the air where they build a coal plant and make a pipeline from the tar sands to cut down the lifeline of this planet. So let's examine supply and demand when keeping up with the Joneses equals eco-psychosis plus it's debt ridden. This capitalism is a system of living based on infinite growth, so they cut down the old growth, make paper cups for us to use once, throw it away, make a mountain of trash. We're done with that. I hang with avant gardeners and forest defenders, and we remember our ancestors that remit the message for the progression into the future. Yes, we use computers, don't buy new ones every single year. So with this right here, we make mesocosmic moves, grow grassroots through the city, occupy vacant lots, create eco-villages, live it simply so others may simply live. And we don't want to win political battles. We don't curse darkness. Instead, we light candles.